And welcome to our special pop-up nativity. It's lovely to see so many people being who've dressed up. Barry, you look great. And if you haven't dressed up yet, there's still a chance. If you wander down the corridor to the dressing up clothes, Ginny's there and she will sort you out in a costume and you'll be back in time ready for any bits and pieces. I'm going to hand over to Helen and Mary, who are going to lead us through today, but enjoy.
Thanks, Dave. That's brilliant. And we're going to start this morning by lighting our Advent candles. I feel I need to ask someone to come and light them. I feel I need to ask Barry and Debbie to come and light the Advent candles. you'll see why in a minute. I'm going to put them over here so that they're actually on the camera, and then we'll move them. Brilliant. I'll give you a box. Now you can see why, can't you? Yeah, we get an extra prize for making an effort. So we're going to light four of the candles this morning, and we're going to say the words on the screen as we light each one. We can all join in and say them together. So the first one, as we light this candle, we celebrate the hope we find in Jesus. Next one. As we light this candle, we celebrate the peace we find in Jesus. As we light this candle, we celebrate the love we find in Jesus. And as we light this candle, we celebrate the joy we find in Jesus. Thank you so much. Well done. And we'll be sure to be able to see lots of other people and their fantastic costumes in a minute. Right, I'm going to just move this, sorry, over here, out the way. So we don't catch fire or anything this morning. Right. Okay, we're going to start. Sorry, I could have done that while we were singing. Oh, we're not going to start because our pianist has disappeared for a moment. We are going to sing, but actually I'll just do a bit of an explanation while Peter goes to find Jane. I'm not going to keep asking you to stand up and sit down, so, because it sort of will spoil the flow of things. But when the words to songs and the piano starts, if you'd like to stand, if you're able to and want to, and if when we're finished, if you just want to sit down again, that would be great. We're going to have at different times, we're going to invite different people to come up to the front. And, I won't say any more. We'll just wait for Jane, shall we? Or I could do the next bit. I'll do the next bit. Okay. No, she's here. Sorry, it's dressing up grandchildren, so. There we are. Well done, Jane. Don't worry, it's fine. We're chilled. Are there? Yes. Well, hopefully the music will draw them in, so. We're going to stand if you'd like to sing. Come and join the celebration. Thank you, Jane. So welcome to our version of It Begins in Bethlehem, a nativity rhyme for Christmas time. Thank you to everybody who's dressed up as a character from the Christmas story. And from time to time, we'll be inviting you to either go up and down church and come and be at the front. So that would be great as you help us to tell the nativity story. So Mary here is our narrator, and she's going to read the verses, but there's choruses too as part of our poem, which we'd like you all to help us with. Some of them have got actions, which we'll learn, and the words will be on the screen. So here are the actions for the first chorus. We're going to have a practice first, because we'd like you all to join in. So it starts off with, God knocks down the proud. So you need to make a punching action, but mind who you're punching at. So yes, mind your neighbour. So God knocks down the proud and lifts up the meek. Turn over the page. And does mighty things for those who are weak. And blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing. Oh, I need a bit more enthusiasm. Okay, we'll try it again, and I'll try not to stop in the middle this time. So God knocks down the proud and lifts up the meek and does mighty things for the ones who are weak and blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing. Perfect. Brilliant. Well done.
And now to begin our story. Do we have any Marys? Apart from me. Is anybody dressed up as Mary? Hooray! Come to the front. And we'll need an angel Gabriel. Somebody, come on then. You come and volunteer to be angel Gabriel. She can have an assistant. That's fine. Okay, so... saying, okay? Angel Gabriel's got some assistance in this version. A woman named Mary was doing her chores, perhaps sweeping, yeah, when an angel arrived, but not through the doors. He simply appeared, and she dropped to the floor. Hello, Mary, he said. God is with you. God is with me, she wondered. But what does that mean? What's all this about? Is it some kind of a dream? The angel just smiled. Don't be scared. Please don't scream. God is happy with you and will bless you. Chorus. Knocks down the proud and lifts up the meek and does mighty things for those who are weak and blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing. You'll soon have a baby, the angel went on. A quite special baby called Jesus, God's son, the heir of King David. He'll sit on his throne and his kingdom will last forever. But how? Mary asked. I don't understand. I'm engaged to be wed, but he's not yet my man. Trust God, said the angel. He's got it all planned. His spirit will come upon you.
God knocks down the proud and lifts up the meek and he does mighty things for those who are weak and blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing.
Right, and I'm hoping now that Mary is going to lead us in a prayer.
Okay, the words will be on the screen, but... oh, yes, I have to remember what I'm supposed to do. I'll hold it if you like. You can hold it, not too close to your mouth. Yes, it will be, yeah. We'll have faith. Not too close.
Lord, help us to be like Mary, who answered when you asked. Help us to give and serve, no matter what the task.
Right, so you can, if you, are you happy standing or you can sit down? But you can sit down. Mary, you sit down because we need Joseph's now. So, Joseph comes next in our story. So Mary's are going to sit down. And are there any, is there a Joseph or any Josephs or any volunteers to be Joseph who've dressed up in something that could potentially be a Joseph?
Or hasn't dressed up.
Or hasn't dressed up and would like to be Joseph.
I think April's volunteering somebody here. Come on, Reuben, you come and be Joseph. Oh. You haven't got much to read. I think Daddy might need to help you.
We've got
bit.
Joseph and helper. That's fantastic.
Oh,
so Joseph's
cool.
engaged to Mary, but he's just found out that she's having a baby. If you can come and stand behind that line, that would be fantastic. So Joseph's engaged to Mary, and he's just found out that she's having a baby, but it's a baby that's not his. So there's a chorus for this poem too, and once again, we'd like you all to join in. So here are the actions. So we need to move forward on the slides, because we want the one that says, Joseph, don't worry. Yeah. That's it. So, Joseph, don't worry. Joseph, don't weep. Lay down your head and go back to sleep. Mary's been faithful, her love strong and deep, and her baby is God's own son.
All night Joseph tossed, all night Joseph turned. He just couldn't sleep. He'd only just learned that Mary was pregnant. What's more, she confirmed that the baby she bore was not his. Joseph, don't worry.
Joseph, don't weep. Lay down your head and go back to sleep. Mary's been faithful, her love strong and deep, and her baby is God's own son.
She told him this tale, an angelic visit, a son to be born by God's Holy Spirit. The more she went on, the less he believed it. He wanted to break their engagement. But just as sleep came, that angel appeared. Don't worry, he said. There's nothing to fear. I know that you're troubled, so you need to hear that Mary is telling the truth. The baby she bears is God's Holy Son. Call his name Jesus, for he is the one God promised to send to save everyone. Emmanuel, God is with us. He's the answer to all that the prophets have said. So keep your engagement, be glad and be wed. And when Joseph woke up, that's just what he did. He took Mary to be his wife.
Joseph, don't worry. Joseph, don't weep. Lay down your head and go back to sleep. Mary's been faithful, her love strong and deep, and her baby is God's own son.
And we're going to say, Joseph's going to say a prayer now. Well, Joseph's going to do it together.
Lord, help us to be like Joseph, a man both kind and just. Help us to listen when you speak. Teach us how to trust.
Thank you so much. Brilliant. That's great. So Mary's going to read another poem now about Mary and Joseph's journey. And then we're going to sing. So when the music starts, we're going to ask Mary and Joseph and their angels, if they want to follow the sign. Are there any donkeys? Because we could do with a donkey now.
Okay, Barry.
We need a donkey.
Oh, there's a big donkey there.
Yeah, we need a donkey. But also need someone to carry the sign. So we need a sign carrier. Oh, Alfie, fantastic.
There's an angel volunteering here to be a sign
donkey,
character.
Donkey, do you want to carry the sign?
Come and be a...
Is there someone going to carry the sign? Yes,
there we are.
So, Jess, if you lead them up to the back of church and up and down while we're singing. So, Mary and Joseph, you're going to follow the donkey and the sign to Bethlehem. Okay? All right. Well done. So, just walk up to the back of church a couple of times. Yep, and sing now. So... very long way to Bethlehem.
Then Mary and Joseph, her husband, went down to be counted by Caesar in Bethlehem town. There were no empty rooms for the couple to stay, so they stopped in a place where the animals lay. And there, in the hay, she gave birth to God's son and cuddled and cradled her small special one. Just like that.
Now, are you little ones all right still here? Because we're going to carry on. So it's time for our shepherds and angels now. So if the shepherds would like to come and stand this side, and if the angels all would like to stand that side. So any more angels want to come up to the front? Yeah. There are a lot more angels, but hopefully there's some shepherds too. So we've got some shepherds. If you come stand behind the black line, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
So many
Another,
angels.
Oh, we've got lots of shepherds. That's fantastic. Great. So, right, come and stand. Yeah, come and stand behind the black line. Stand behind the black line, otherwise you can't be seen. You're right there. Okay. So, right, there's a chorus now. I can't see you, Bran. Gosh, everybody's up here now. That's fantastic. Which we'd love you to join saying. There's no actions this time, but we're just going to say the chorus together. So it's, sing praise to God and give him glory. Celebrate his wondrous story of love and joy and peace to men, for it begins in Bethlehem.
Shepherds lying on a hill.
They're pretending.
Lying on a hill.
Shepherds. Can you pretend lying on a hill? Shepherds, lie down.
The night was silent. All was still. They watched their flock of grazing sheep and tried hard not to fall asleep. Then bright and white, an angel came to light the night, a fair fiery flame. The shepherds trembled. Where they laid. The angel said, don't be afraid. Say it together. Sing praise to God and give him glory. Celebrate his wondrous story of love and joy and peace to men. For it began in Bethlehem. The news is good, the news I bring. Good news to make you leap and sing.
Leap.
Well done. Good news for people everywhere. Good news of joy for all to share. Good news for God has kept his word and sent his Saviour, Christ the Lord. The one he promised he would send is born this day in Bethlehem. And this will be a sign for you, and this is how you'll know it's true. You'll find the baby wrapped in cloth, sleeping in a cattle trough. The angel then was joined by more, 6 and 12 and 24, and then too many more to number, a heaven choir, loud as thunder. And so the angels left that place. Do you want to sit down?
Yes.
Sit down, angels. Just like they'd come, without a trace, except for all they sang and said, which echoed in the shepherds' heads. Let's go to Bethlehem and see, the shepherds all as one agreed. Okay, do you want to have a little wander around the front and arrive back here? Okay. Well done. They found the baby where he lay, asleep upon a bed of hay. They told them what the angel said. Then Mary smiled and raised her head. A secret hid there in her eyes. She was not one bit surprised. So, shepherds, back they went to sheep and hill. No longer silent, hardly still, but singing loud like angels bright of all that they had seen that night. our chorus, sing praise to God and give him glory. Celebrate his wondrous story of love and joy and peace to men, for it begins in Bethlehem.
So now we've got our angels going to pray. So
lead our prayer.
Do you want to stand up and read your prayer?
Thank you, Lord, for angels' songs that shout out the Saviour's birth. Show us how to live in ways that sing again of peace on earth.
That's brilliant. And we're going to sing again now. It was on a starry night. If you'd like to, you can all head back to heaven for a bit.
Okay. Go. Off you fly.
We'll just have Mary and Joseph, or
Mary.
Not. Oh, do we?
Joseph's
out
collecting lots.
Would we like a duplicate Joseph for a few minutes? Is there a shepherd who'd like to just come and be Joseph?
Come on, then.
You come and be Joseph for a minute. Leave your sheep behind and come and sit next to Mary. That's fantastic. Just for the next bit, that would be great. Because now it's time for time to pass. The star watchers are following their star, but it takes them time to get to Bethlehem. So they don't arrive the night the shepherds do. It's probably something like a year or more later when they knock on King Herod's door. We're going to need a King Herod. You're a bit shepherdy to be King
okay,
Herod.
Okay, there's King Herod.
We've got
King
a King Herod,
over here.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. We just need to move the throne. Okay. So stars and star watchers, we need you to head off to the back of church by the font. Any star watchers and stars? Well
star
done.
Watchers, wise men are star watchers.
Wise men,
yeah.
Kings, whichever you want them to be. That's lovely. Brilliant. Okay. So with the star leading the way and star watchers following behind, we're going to read the next poem. But we need you to parade around church while Mary's reading the poem. And hopefully we're going to finish up the front near Mary and Joseph at the point in the poem when the star watchers arrive at the house. And when you get there, star watchers, hopefully you have some gifts to give to baby Jesus. But everyone else needs to help with the chorus. Okay. One hump, two humps. Lumpety Lump. You need to bounce up and down in your seats for Lumpety Lump, okay? The Star Watchers went with a bump and a thump. More bumping up and down. Just imagine you're on a camel. One hump, two humps. Lumpety Lump. The Star Watchers followed the star. Okay.
Okay. The Star Watchers watched the stars go by, looking for secrets in the sky. And then they saw a special star away in the west, away off far. A king's been born, that's what it means, Judea way, or so it seems. They climbed aboard their camely beasts and set off west from their homes back east. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers went with a bump and a thump. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers followed the star. At last, their journey came to an end. They parked their camels in Jerusalem. Then they went to King Herod, the king of the nation. Come to King Herod. Well done. To ask him for some information. O king, they asked. Bow down. O king, they asked. They were quite polite. Somewhere round here on this starry night, a brand new baby king abides. Can you tell us where this child resides? A worried look crossed Herod's face. He had no plans to be replaced. So he asked his priests if they could tell where this brand new baby king might dwell. The priests all answered straight away, Bethlehem is what the prophets say. Then Herod thought an evil thing. I think I need to meet this king. Star Watchers, friends, King Herod smiled. In Bethlehem you'll find the child. Would you tell me where you find him, please? The exact address would put my mind at ease. Herod, of course, had told them a lie. He'd already planned for the child to die. When he found the boy, that's what he'd do. So the Star Watchers left without a clue. The Star Watchers left. 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 One, two humps.
Lumpety lump. The Star Watchers went with a hump and a thump. One hump, two humps. Lumpety lump. The Star Watchers followed the star.
The shining star led them to the place. A simple house, not some fancy space. And when they saw the little boy, they gave him a pile of special toys. Presents, rather, fit for a king. A bunch of shiny golden things. A spice called myrrh, a sort of perfume, while smelly frankincense filled the room. Then, in the night, they had a dream that showed them Herod's evil scheme. So they never said where the boy's house lay, but went straight home by another way. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers went with a bump and a thump. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers followed the star.
And our star is going to lead us in a prayer. Come to the microphone.
Lord, help us to be like Star Watchers, following your lead, looking for your guidance in every word and deed.
Right. Now, we'd like everybody who would like to, so the shepherds, we've got our Star Watchers, all to come back and gather around the manger and Mary and Joseph, and the angels, that would be fantastic. So everybody who would like to come back out the front.
King Herod, so we'll let you come back.
We'll perhaps have some shepherds around and at the behind a bit. We've got some new ones, angels along the side. So everybody needs to be facing in that direction. Lovely. Anybody else want to join us? That's good. The last few. That's good. There we are. You two girls can stand at the front, can't you? That's it. Try and face outwards a little bit. Yes, come around this side. Lovely. Okay. So we're going to enjoy our tableau at the end of our story by singing Away in a Manger. So Away in a Manger.
I'd like to put the children on the spot and ask if all the children, say under the age of about 10, would like to sing the first verse on their own. And there are some children in the main church as well, so if you think you can join in, that would be lovely. And let's see if we can just listen to the small voices. It would be lovely to have verse one just sung by the children. So let's stay seated and we'll sing this carol. Hang on a minute. Wrong tune.
Fantastic, that was so lovely. Do you give them all a round of applause? So, if you'd all like to go and sit back down with your grown-ups, or if you are grown-ups, just go and sit back down. That's it, and thank you all so much for taking part and being so excellent. You're right there.
That's okay, young man. You're right. Just grab a hand if you want.
Well, sadly, that's the end of our nativity story. That's the end of this amazing story. And so it's time to pack away the manger until next
year. Hang on a minute. Put it back. Because it's the rest of the story that gives us hope. It's that part of the story that changes lives. It's the most important story in the world. The story that tells us why this baby is so important. Because this baby grew up to be someone very special. Correct. Well done. You see, he was God in human form, God come down as a person to be with us. And he was this amazing teacher. Jesus taught us radical ways of living. He taught us to love our enemies and to forgive those who'd hurt us. He taught us not to run after money or to worry about the things in our life, but just to love God and love your neighbor instead. And that's a way of living that brings hope and changes the world.
And he taught using many amazing stories which told us what God was like and how God sees us. You know, he particularly talked about things that were lost. Lost coins, lost sheep, a lost son. And how God loves those who are lost and far from him. And how he comes running to find us, to welcome us home, whatever we've done, whatever our past. They are amazing stories of hope that speak just as powerfully today as to how God sees us.
And he didn't just teach, but Jesus showed us by his actions how to live and what God's priorities were. Spending time with the poor, with the outsiders, with those who everyone else thought were bad people and sinners. He caused people like Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Remember him? He caused him to completely change his life. He went from being this cheat to a man of huge generosity. And Jesus welcomed all the little children. And he said that they were precious in God's sight. And that actually, we all need to be a little bit more like them. And he showed us how to be servant leaders by taking the lowest place and even washing his disciples' stinky feet. And then he said, you've seen me do it. Now you guys, go and do the same. Imagine if we did that. What a different place this world would be. And we could become those hope bringers and world changers.
And then, of course, he did some amazing miracles, didn't he? He healed the sick, the blind, the lame, the deaf, those with leprosy. He shared 5 loaves and 2 small fish with 5,000 men and a load of women and children too. And he stood up in a boat in a raging storm and said, be still! And it was still. He said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And he promised to give a peace which the world can't give. A peace which would go beyond understanding. And the amazing news is that Jesus still offers each one of us healing of body, of mind and soul. He still offers us that peace in our storms. And in our darkness, and in our troubles. That's the hope that he offers.
And then he started to talk about how he had to die. And then one day he was arrested, and whipped, and put on trial, and killed in the cruelest way they had at the time. Suffocating on a cross, in full view of all of the crowds. But even on that cross, something was happening. As he hung there and said, Father, forgive them. The sky turned black. And the curtain, gigantic curtain, in the temple that separated people from God and God from people was ripped in two. It worked. to show that his death had made a way for us to come back to God. It showed that barrier that had been put up between us and God, that barrier that was put there by all the bad things we do, all our mistakes, those things that the Bible calls sin, that had been broken down. Not by us living a good life, but by this perfect God-man dying for us. So that we could be forgiven. So that we could become friends with God again. And as Jesus died, he said, it is finished. As if he was saying that his work was done. That was what he'd come here to do. And that's the greatest message of hope. That because of Jesus' death, we don't need to be separated from God and his love any longer. All of our guilt and our shame can be completely washed away, and we can have a brand new start with God.
And then, 3 days later, he rose again. He came back to life to show that he really was the Son of God, and to show that even death was defeated. And his resurrection points us to the fact that if we put our trust in him, that one day when we die on this earth, we will go to be with him forever, in that place where there's no more any longer any crying or mourning or sickness or pain. That place where everything is made new forever and ever and ever. That is the hope that Jesus offers us beyond the grave.
And so we mustn't end the story with the manger. We need to tell the rest of the story. The story of the person that this baby grew up to be. He was the most important person who has ever lived. The person who offers each of us hope. The person who completely transformed the whole of history. The person that wants to give each and every one of us the gift of hope this Christmas. But the question for us is, will we receive that gift? Will we accept that this baby in the manger is the saviour of the world? The one who truly is hope for all of us.
Thank you, Dave and Tristan. So we're going to just spend a few moments just quietly reflecting on what we've just heard, and Jane's just going to play quietly. So just for a couple of minutes, let's just think, will we accept the gift of Jesus this Christmas, the bringer of hope for our world and our lives? Let's just sit quietly for a moment and think about this and what God might be saying to us this Christmas. Let's just pray. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to our world. Thank you for the hope he brings to each one of us. Please help us to remember Jesus at the centre of all our celebrations this Christmas. And Lord Jesus, for people who are sad or poorly or lonely or far from home, we pray that they will know your love, peace and hope in their lives this Christmas. Amen. We're going to finish our service now by singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, a really joyful carol. So.
Joy.
do take a seat for a moment. We're going to say a final blessing. But before I do, I'll go on to the other ones. So just a few things coming up still, particularly next for families and children. Next Saturday, Christmas Eve, we have Messy Christmas up at All Saints at 3 o'clock next Saturday. Do come and join us up there if you would like to for that. Just some other things happening here tonight. We have a really special service that Helen Wilkinson has put together, which is entitled Waiting and Watching, God of the Promise, a journey from Advent to Christmas. So it's going to be a special sort of carol service for the six tonight. Do come along. That will be a really good time. On Thursday, we have our quiet, reflective Christmas service, which will be here on our Thursday midweek service for those who find Christmas difficult and who've lost loved ones. If you've got friends and relatives who that might be helpful for, then please do pass that on. We've also got carols at the Octagon at 5 o'clock on Thursday, some carols, and we're going to do a little impromptu nativity again there. And next Saturday, Christmas Eve, 5 and 7 are our carols by candlelight, and then Christmas Day service at 10:30 on Christmas Day. There'll be no evening service then or the following week. So I think that is all that we need to say. Just to say that children on the way out, Helen has got a special book for you, which has the story that we've told today in the rhyming way we've told it for you to take away so that you can go and retell it over this next week. So that's for all the children. If there are any adults here who want to know a little bit more about what this Christmas story is all about and some of the things that Tristan and I particularly were talking about, then we've got a whole load of little booklets on the table and the welcome desk out the front. We'd love you to take them away and to read them, and do come back and talk to us if you want to talk more about that. We'd love to talk about that with you. And there will be coffee and biscuits in the hall after this service. Biscuits if you're quick. So let's say a final blessing together. May the joy of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, the worship of the wise men, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas and forevermore. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all now and always. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. If you've borrowed a costume, please do go and put it back neatly before you go back to have coffee. And we look forward to seeing you sometime this week. And if not, have a very happy Christmas.